Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace. Well, today, finally, we come to a brand new section in the book of Malachi. Having worked our way all the way through chapter 1 and 2 and 3 up through verse 15, we come now to Malachi 3:16. And what a change. What a new atmosphere. What a new tone we come to. Up until now, the people of Israel have been described as unbelieving and disobedient and unresponsive and hard of heart. And we might very well have concluded that the whole nation was like this without exception, but if we had concluded that, we would have been mistaken, because now we learn of another group of people, a different category, vastly different from the unbelieving majority, preserved by God in the midst of apostasy. Similar, I suppose, to the 700 who had not bowed the knee to Baal in the days of Elijah, when he thought he was the only one left, but he wasn't. And in similar fashion, we find a remnant here who have not departed from serving the true and living God in the days of Malachi, when nearly everyone around them had departed, and when the whole nation was rebuked and was struggling under the chastening hand of God. But there is a remnant. And who were they? And what distinguished them from the other members of the nation of Israel? And that's what we're going to do over the next, I don't know how many broadcasts, over the next two or three broadcasts, is examine five distinguishing characteristics of these people. And we'll get started into that today on this Wednesday, February 26. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for helping me to maintain the finances necessary to teach God's Word on this station. And what is the text that we're looking at now? It is Malachi 3:16. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. A godly remnant preserved in the midst of apostasy, and they are distinguished from the majority of Israelites around them by the following five things. There's number one, a distinguishing condition, those who feared the Lord. There's number two, a distinguishing activity, they spoke to one another. There's thirdly, a distinguishing relationship, and the Lord listened and heard. There is fourth, a distinguishing record. So a book of remembrance was written, and there was number five, a distinguishing worship for those who fear the Lord and meditate on his name. This is a great text. Let's go back to the beginning. The distinguishing condition. Then we read those who feared the Lord. There was a believing remnant in the midst of this apostasy. They lived in the same nation at the same time as the others. Then, in those days, in the days when Malachi has been speaking, in the days when Malachi has been calling for God's people to recognize their sins and to repent, and has been warning them of God's judgment at that very time. Then those who feared the Lord. Now, what we don't know is, have they been always present? That is, have they been here the whole time that Malachi has been prophesying? There hasn't been a single hint of their presence up until now. Or did God use his word through Malachi's ministry to create this remnant, this believing remnant? And though we are not told, I'm strongly inclined to believe that probably both of these things are true in this sense, that there's probably some of both of that going on here. I think, number one, yes, there always were, during all of this time, a believing remnant. I think the indication of God's word is that God is never left without a believing remnant, that in all of the history of God's dealings with mankind, he has always had true believers in this world. Sometimes they are very, very few. Their company can be very, very small. Sometimes they think that they are all alone. And indeed, in some cases, in their particular circumstances and location, they are alone in that particular spot, even though there are others in other places. If they only knew about each other and had some ways of getting together and encouraging one another. But I think it's pretty safe to say that there has been this believing remnant all along, from the very first day that Malachi spoke. But it's probably also true that his words were not falling completely upon deaf ears. Again, it sounds like they are. When we're studying through the book of Malachi, Malachi speaks a word of warning, a word of rebuke. There's this problem, this sin. And the answer that comes back that's recorded is, where do you see that, Malachi? We don't see that. Why do you say that? We don't recognize that. We don't acknowledge that. There's always this pushback to the extent that you think that his words are falling on deaf ears. And for the most part, they are, obviously. But now we find this remnant. Then, in those very days of Malachi's ministry, those who feared the Lord. And I think it is also very likely that some of these came to true faith in the true God during the ministry of Malachi and because of the ministry of Malachi. God kept a remnant preserved throughout, never allowed the light of truth to be completely extinguished. But as Malachi was faithful to serve God and was proclaiming the true word of God, unbeknownst to him, for the most part, some of his words were finding fertile soil. It seemed like they were all falling on deaf ears, but no, they were not. Some of his words were falling upon fertile soil prepared by the Holy Spirit of God, and there were people who heard them, who heeded them, who received them. There were people who recognized the truth of them. There were people who listened to what he said and acknowledged their own guilt and went to God in repentance and faith and asked God for his cleansing, and they became another part of a growing number, another addition to the believing remnant that we are seeing now in verse 16. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another. It is for that very reason that everyone who is a spokesman for God, whether you are a preacher or a teacher, a Sunday school teacher or some other kind of teacher, or a parent who is teaching God's word to your children, or a parent who has taught God's word to your children in the past, and you have despaired that those words have been effective because your children do not appear to be believers at this time, you just don't know what God has done, or God is doing, or God yet will do with those words that you have spoken. Don't become discouraged. Preacher, keep preaching. Some of you, no doubt, I'm no doubt talking to some preacher, some pastor, who has a little church, a little flock, and you are so discouraged. You preach to the same handful Sunday after Sunday, and it appears that there are no spiritual results, no reception, no fruit, no conversions, no growth. And if you're not careful, you will look too much to the visible and not enough to the invisible. You'll look too much at what is seen and not consider the unseen. But please consider what's going on in the book of Malachi. Malachi must have been discouraged. I can't imagine what it must have been like to be a prophet, to be the prophet Malachi in these days, and to come with word after word that was given to him by God. I have loved you, says the Lord, yet you say, in what way have you loved us? And so forth, right on through all of the charges and all of the denials. He heard the words of denial, clear and plain. He didn't hear the words of appreciation nearly so clearly, nearly so plainly, but evidently, there were some who were listening. Then, those who feared the Lord. There were those who feared the Lord. And everyone who feared the Lord, who heard Malachi's words, said, yes, amen, thank you, I believe that. Now you might say, why didn't they tell Malachi that? And actually, we don't know that they didn't, do we? We don't have a record of it here, but we don't know. But what some of this believing remnant came around Malachi and said, thank you for telling us the truth. I know it's difficult for you to do this and to be rejected and scorned and hated by those who hate the truth. But I want you to know that I hear you and appreciate you and applaud you and thank you, and your words have helped me. At times they've scorched me, but nevertheless they have helped me because they are true, and God has used them as a searchlight into my soul and has showed me my need and has pointed me to the remedy, and I have gone to God and confessed my sins, and I have found His forgiveness, and I have found a wonderful relationship with Him, a fellowship with Him. Oh, what joy divine! Oh, what fellowship! Oh, what joy divine! Leaning on the everlasting arms. That's my testimony. And no doubt there were some who did that exactly for Malachi. And may I encourage you, as I say these things, may I encourage you, if you are one who fears the Lord, and you have a faithful man of God in your church who is endeavoring to teach you the Word of God, all of it, without omission, without alteration, I hope you encourage him. I hope you're not one of these people who the only time you speak to your pastor is when you have something you want to criticize or something you want to see changed or something you want to push back on. I hope you are one who is an encourager if you've got a faithful man. And if you love the Lord and fear the Lord and love His Word, which are all evidences of those who know and fear the Lord, then you will appreciate someone who will preach the truth in season and out of season, and I hope you will encourage him. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.